For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Former police officer Howard Wooldridge learned early in his career that something was wrong with law enforcement priorities. Many of his fellow officers spent most of their time searching cars in order to seize marijuana while drunk drivers sped by them, injuring and killing people in the streets. Like Paul Revere, Howard is currently riding his horse Misty for the second time across America. On most occasions, Howard wears a t-shirt that says, "Cops say legalize drugs. Ask me why."
I've had actually about 10,000 people come up to me in the last 4 years to ask me why cops feel that prohibition is not the way to go. Our policy towards drugs, prohibition, is hurting and killing more people than the drugs themselves, and it's time to start talking about the issue. Drug dealers are out there for in the end, for the money. Some of them get out there for the excitement and the glamour, and it's sexy. But at the end of the day, they're counting up the cash, and that's all they care about. They don't know or care if the person they sell drugs to dies. They don't care. In the end, it's all about the money. And what's disturbing to me are the politicians. I'm not sure how they sleep at night, because they know. And I was a lobbyist this time last year. The politicians know what good public policy would be. It would be to end prohibition. But 90% of the politicians in Texas that I came in contact with in their offices, all they care about is getting reelected. It's absolutely disgusting and wrong to have police officers seize money on the street. It has become a license to steal. It has been a source of corruption on several levels. And I'm looking forward to the coming years with LEAP. And meeting with 30 or 40 Rotarians and Kiwanians and Lions Clubs people at a time. And I think in a number of years, we'll be able to convince all of Middle America that we need to make all drugs a medical issue. And I'm proud to be part of LEAP as we make that change for America.
If you would like to learn more about law enforcement against prohibition, I urge you to visit their website, www.leap.cc. The Lone Ranger rides again. In early March, the media director and advisory board member for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Howard Wooldridge, began his historic second cross-country horse ride promoting an end to the 21st century prohibition. This year's ride, dubbed the Lone Ranger Rides Again, will take Howard from the west coast of the United States all the way to the east, ending in New York City. Along the way, Howard will meet with Americans in cities and towns with a focus on speaking to civic groups, church groups, and educational organizations. He will be conducting media interviews along the route with radio, TV, and print journalists. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.